Next week after Texas this week. depends on where the president goes. If he goes to California, Washington, Oregon, I won't be going that way. I'll probably be going maybe south. He's going to go North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm going to go to the mountain states.
You know, it's a strange, strange thing. The American soybean producers, they saw the first thing you walked into the men's room, the first thing you saw a couple copies of Playboy magazine.
I don't think they probably got all that upset about it. They felt that probably Butts would be a big flap over it. And,
the story of Des Moines in the Oklahoma City paper saying Playboy is selling really fast.
But it got an enormous ability to buy it.
It's supposed to be full page ads today on the Penthouse article. I haven't seen any, but I was asked if I'd seen it. It shows the one where, well, it's just an article about Carter, and it shows him looking in the mirror, and you see Nixon's reflection.
Very perceptive.
Yeah. But it's a full-page ad by Penthouse to buy this issue and learn about Jimmy Carter. Have you read the story?
No, I haven't read about it at all.
I didn't even know you read it. Did you give it an interview
to
Penthouse?
No, it's a story by...
Story
Joseph Stein. Somebody said, you know, what the vice president says he'll do and what he does could be different.
We have a theory. Yeah. We're very close to Gerald Ford for 16 years until you get elected vice president, and you'll never see him. He'll be calling you at the White House and say, you want to see the president?
Oh, yeah.
6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, 11 o'clock, yeah.
It looks like the president would wait until after the election before naming him.
And then if I lost, he could name me. No, I don't. I think he's probably gonna. I don't think he'd have time in 2 weeks to find
qualified man.
A Bellman had a recommendation. Some
I was going to ask you about that. John Dunn, would he be an agreeable Secretary of Agriculture with you?
I don't know. I'm going to choose him. But he's an active farmer. I think he. I don't know what else. What his other background is.
You said one time a while back, and you know, it was a conversation we were all having, which was that you kind of still had the base in the South, you know, and so what's our base? Is that still true? Have you found the base yet?
In the South?
No, have you found the base yet? I mean, you still feel kind of has that base in the South. Have you found the base anywhere yet?
It's shaping up pretty good in the Midwest.
The Midwest, you think?
Not a big base, though. You know, it's, you add up all the votes, but you got 70 something.
What can you take from the Midwest? What states now?
I think Iowa, Oklahoma, Kansas. We're doing polling up in South Dakota right now. North
Nebraska.
Dakota. Nebraska.
You got to fight for Illinois. You can go home on the coattails of your local ticket to
Thompson,
Illinois.
He might be our best bet.
Missouri,
I don't know. Ken Bond says we're dead even.
He's ahead and you're even.
He's way ahead, and then Danforth is way ahead.
Yeah. How'd that happen?
Well, you know, the guy...
No. How did you guys get so far behind?
Oh, well, we just haven't been there enough.
You got any feeling for the national momentum?
Let's go back now.
Let's go back to the farm.
Yeah. Maybe they got whales.
I know this morning, I was in Springfield, loading up your register. I shook hands with one guy four times in four different events.
I only see it that way.
But
what did Bond, seriously, did Bond say anything about why the National Ticket is having so much more trouble than he is there? I mean,
that's a Democratic state.
Yeah.
Not a presidential election, necessarily.
So, Stu?
The one for Nixon twice.
Been the other way in presidential election recently.
Yeah.
Not by much, 12,000
votes.
Yeah,
it's always,
you know, it's always
swing,
very close.
But,
Stu just said in Oklahoma that if you come out there as a Republican looking for a vote, you must be out of your mind. Those Oklahoma Democrats,
you know, so Stu, did the Carter sign? Or,
no, he did. That was Sly. It was in the Stu New York.
No, I thought there were a lot of votes in Oklahoma. Our latest poll shows us ahead there.
Yeah, I got some.
But we're way behind.
Can you catch up in Iowa?
Somebody said we're four down.
Well, it was one ahead when we caught the second debate, and then someone said they thought it was probably 4 or 5 down.
Yeah.
Now,
you have anything on Texas?
The last I heard, we were behind, but I don't know what. Have there been any statewide polls there that you know of?
No, not within the state. All of them have been, you know, either Ford or Carter campaigns. Ford people said they were 4% points behind.
I think we're behind.
And, Carter people said they were 5. Well, they wouldn't give us an exact figure. They said 5 to 8% points.
We're going to carry Nebraska.
I think so.
Nebraska.
I was just saying, if you're counting from Iowa, we're going to count again. Do you have any polls?
I'm back to Iowa again next week.
Iowa. Do you have any polls in Kansas?
We had the Topeka Capital poll, though.
How is that?
7 points ahead.
Is that any good?
It was very accurate in my race, and it has been in most of it. And the Cakes Elevation poll.
What was the guy who was doing the Democratic polls on the other 74? Somebody running pretty good.
That was it. Hardesty poll.
Hardesty poll.
Don Hardesty. Yeah. He does it. Yeah.
Just 7 points.
You know, Joe Scobitz is paraphrasing when he's campaigning with Kansas. He's paraphrasing your life. It's a good Republican ticket. He was a brother of Florida.
My friend Joe. But he doesn't have any opponent.
He's not running, is he? Oh, I guess it's
not after the primary. The Democratic primary, he doesn't have much of
a opponent. I thought we'd get into Pittsburgh last night, but he didn't get close enough.
Well, he told me Saturday that he was a little bit upset with him because...
hadn't come to his district?
Well, he said he'd go to Kansas, but you can never find where your friends are in the state.
No, you know, I'll stop in Pittsburgh, I guess, next week. He didn't have any opponent down there, though.
He's kind of long, but it's...
Yeah, but it's not... So what about Shriver?
That's his way. What was he doing?
Oh, partly, but we weren't there very long.
Yeah, that's... One of the two districts that...
Wasn't the second supposed to be there? Possible boy in this time?
That same poll showed this guy about 3 points ahead.
It's probably going to end up getting people back to Washington. Is
that right?
There's a chance out of this Glickman.
Yeah, this Glickman is a pretty strong candidate.
It's one of the ones that worries about their vote.
I almost hired him, but it worked for me.
Here's the baby.
And his wife is having a baby, and he decided to stay in there.
Absence of plane noise. One of the prerequisites.
That's right.
Yeah, that plane noise. Where is that today?
I've got more damn bonus on my tape recorder.
Flash a signal. Tough question. Somebody cranks up an engine.
Hey, they did. I'm glad they did in Oklahoma City.
What was the question?
I don't even know, but I don't know. 55 degrees here, but it's too nasty.
Have you seen any
25 mile an hour
wind? Areas where you've campaigned personally in the Midwest?
Yes. Ohio jumped up 6 points after you went through there.
How about other places where you've been?
I haven't seen any.
Illinois, you've been to Illinois a lot.
Ohio.
Why doesn't Ohio make
sure
every goddamn state,
for
all of its resources?
Back to Ohio. I couldn't go to New York yet, New York City.
New York, why?
You go to New York, you drink.
Why the city? Why not upstate?
That's a thought. Yeah, why not? What's the Buckley Monahan? Is that head on or dead
I'm
even?
Not sure. I haven't seen Monahan. Oh, Monahan is Legion Monahan.
Yeah, that was. But Finkelstein's poll is different. Yeah. It says they're even.
Oh, really? What about Ohio? Why aren't you pushing Ohio?
Are we behind in Ohio or ahead? Our polls say
we're supposed to be dead even. That's really a swing state.
Oh, that's
going to be just about it. Ohio and
behind in Minnesota. Georgia. We're almost even in the Carolinas now.
What's happening in California? I haven't seen
anything. And he's going to head for California.
Field
bowl. We were, what, two up?
Two up in the field bowl. Hayakawa going to be coming in.
I thought Hayakawa dropped behind.
Yeah.
No, not dropped out, but he dropped behind. Is he behind Tony? Is he
still pretty good? The last couple of days, you've got a lot of places you're going to return for a victory party on November 30. You're going to make
going
a
snap. All the spots.
Vice President, much else to do. Sue's cassette recorder.
When do we get the transcript?
I haven't read the story, but I think it's a combination. I think you talk about the issues, talk about what the opposition offers, and then also try to get out the vote. I haven't read the story you refer to, but you can't do it in any one way. You use every resource you have.
Senator Dole, will a Ford Dole administration push for deregulation of natural gas? And if so, what effect would that have on agriculture?
It'd have a great effect on not just agriculture, but a great effect of almost every industry and every all the homes that use gas across this country, a positive impact. And we will push for deregulation. And we have pushed for deregulation. And my counterpart, Senator Mondale, is opposed to that.
Last week, Jack was here, and now you're here this week. This is usually, Nueces County is usually considered a very strong Democratic county. In Texas, we consider this a weak point. And
it's
no way you're here.
Well, I understand also, very discerning voters live in this county, Republicans and Democrats and Independents. We just believe we have the best ticket, and we're very happy to be here. I was in Texas last Friday for a little event, and we're back again.
Senator, is the platform too anti-busing to attract minority support?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know anybody for busing except Senator Mondale and Governor Carter. Senator Mondale is known as Mr. Busing in the Senate. He's voted for busing 43 out of 53 times.
Senator, we have a problem with illegal aliens taking jobs here in South Texas that some United States citizens might otherwise have. Would you favor imposing penalties on employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens?
Well, I'm against the Rodino bill, if that's what you have reference to.
Nueces County is a strong agricultural area, and in the debates, you said that President Ford would put you in charge of agriculture exports.
Well, I didn't say put me in charge, but I'll have a very strong role in agricultural exports. In fact, tonight I think I visit with the Farm Bureau here, and I have a good background in agriculture. I've been on the House Committee 8 years, the Senate Committee 8 years. That's another reason I'm here.
Do you have any ideas what we might see in the next 4 years? Y'all are elected as far as agriculture exports concerned?
Well, I would hope we'd improve our export position. It's very strong now, but we can always improve. If we're going to make any profit from the American farmers, it's going to be through export markets. We just can't consume domestically what we produce, so we need to search out for markets. And that would be a role I would have, not to upstage as secretary, but in a role as vice president to sort of be a super salesman, international salesman for farmers.
Who's in the running for Secretary of the Agriculture to succeed Mr. Butts?
Last I heard, there are 25.
Do you recommend anybody here?
No. I have gone over. I say I haven't gone over. Somebody called. Doug Bennett called and went over his list with me, but that's been 10 days ago. So
do
I haven't.
Do you agree with President Ford's reaction to General Brown's comment?
What was his reaction?
He said he wasn't going to fire.
Yeah, I understand the matter's pretty well wrapped up.
Well, do you have any reaction to his General Brown's comment?
No. That's the president's area.
You also mentioned the other night on the debate that you'll be working to see that MIAs and prisoners of war are accounted for. Isn't that a dead letter? What's left to be done in that area?
Well, I don't think it's a dead letter. I think until we have an accounting, it's not a dead letter. I have a long history, long before this ever happened, of working with MIA and POW families. I'm not suggesting I could pull a rabbit out of the hat, but at least I could, again, be a liaison for the families and the administration. That's essentially what I had in mind. Thank you very much.
We have a rally waiting.
See you all later. I apologize for being just a bit late, but we stopped at the airport for a few minutes to talk with the local press, and I can say that I'm very pleased and very surprised and very happy to be in Corpus Christi. I think I'm in Ford country, is that right? Well, it's 2 weeks from the day that it's going to be all decided. We still have 14 days for Mr. Carter to tell us what he stands for. I don't think he will, but we still can hope. We still can hope. He's been... Maybe so. I'm not a doctor, but in any event, he's been running for president now for 3 years. We don't know much more than we did 3 years ago, except we know he wants to be president. Now, that in itself doesn't qualify him to be president, but the only clue we have is that he says that he and Senator Mondale are compatible. And I think it's fair to take him at his word, and I want to speak very briefly about that. Right on, right. I think it's fair to take him at his word, and let's look at Mondale and see where he stands on the issues you care about. Let's take busing, for example. I don't often quote Carter's good friend Ralph Nader about anything. But Nader's public profile on Mondale noted that at the time when 8 out of 10 Americans opposed busing, Senator Mondale continued to urge its adoption. And we should assume from that and that profile that what the people want is not so important to Mr. Mondale as what he thinks the people should have. And Mr. Carter says he agrees with Senator Mondale. They don't care what you want. They don't care what the people want. They feel that they know what you want and what's best for you. And that's what this big government, big spending, more control, more interference ticket's all about, the Carter-Mondale ticket. Do you want more controls? You want more interference in your everyday lives?
No.
You want more spending?
No.
Let me say that I'm a strong supporter of civil rights. I voted for all major civil rights legislation. I've always been consistent in my support for school integration. But I have just as strongly opposed court-ordered mandatory busing of young children. Now, Senator Mondale is known as Mr. Bussing in the Senate. I'll tell you what he's going to do about it if he had his way. We're trying to fight it. We need some help. That's going to be up to you what we do about it. Send us some help in the Congress. We've got plenty of liberals. Send us somebody with their head screwed on right. Now, President Ford has sought to limit the use of court-ordered busing as a remedy in school desegregation suits. November 1975, he ordered the Department of Justice to begin a search for legal means of controlling the use of court-ordered busing. He has sent to the Congress the School Desegregation Standards and Assistance Act of 1976, which would limit busing. But I don't think, and I said just a moment ago, that bill doesn't have much of a chance, nor does any such bill have as much of a chance, as long as we have men like Senator Mondale leading in the charge in the United States Senate, and that's where he's going to be at least for two more years. And I think another matter that deserves very serious consideration. I tried to concentrate on it last Friday night. At least I tried to touch on it last Friday night. I think all Americans, regardless of their economic status, black, white, Spanish speaking, we're all concerned about the future of America. One thing we can all agree on is we want peace. We want peace in the world. We want peace in America. As I look around this audience, it's refreshing to see, I don't think I see, a single young man in uniform. Not a single young man is being drafted in the Army. Not a single young man is being sent off to some far-off country to fight a battle we don't know what it may be all about. And I say that's largely due to the fact that we're a strong America, that we're respected by our friends, we're respected by our adversaries. And the reason we're strong is because of the personal efforts and the personal persuasion of President Ford in trying to increase our strength and increase the defense budget. Now, we can talk all we want about peace. We can give you all the rhetoric we want about peace. We're not going to maintain peace and achieve that full peace unless we're a strong America. And again, I would point to Senator Mondale's record. I tried to briefly last Friday night. I don't know where this country would be if Senator Mondale and those of his very, very, very liberal stripe had their way in the Congress of the United States. I don't know where we'd be in America, where we'd be in the world. He's voted for every defense cut that comes down the pike. He's voted against every new weapon system. As I said, he's against the B-1 bomber. He's against the F-14 fighter. And I know these don't mean much, but we're talking about defensive weapons, trying to maintain our peace, the Trident submarine, the C-5A, the main tank, and the list goes on and on and on and on. His running mate, Governor Carter, said in 1975 he would cut the defense budget $15 billion. Now he's saying $5 to $8 billion. And I just suggest to this audience, whether you're Democrats or Republicans or independents, doesn't really make any difference. We talk about the peace and strength and wisdom in America. I know President Ford. I've known President Ford for 16 years. I know he's concerned about America. He's concerned about all Americans. He's concerned about peace. And I just think that one of the prime considerations in this election must be, what is the future of America? And whether we like it or not, we are the leader of the free world. And whether we like it or not, people who are free and people who are yearned to be free across this world look to us for leadership. And I'm not suggesting we get involved in some conflict somewhere. I'm just suggesting this. As long as we're strong, we're going to be respected by our adversaries. Yes, Soviet Russia. And yes, the People's Republic of China. And yes, anyone else who might have some design which is contrary to the public good and to the interests of the free world. And I say as seriously as I can, take a hard look at the candidates. Take a hard look at their records. And you make the choice on November 2nd. I think the choice is clear. I think President Ford is head and shoulders above Governor Carter in every department. But you're going to make that choice. And let me touch on just one other thing before my voice leaves me, or before you leave me. Could happen at the same time. I assume most Texans are concerned about taxes. You can make that out of Texas, I guess, but most Texans are concerned about taxes.